The Hittite kings, in order to have hundreds and later thousands of chariots, handed out large estates that could support the horses necessary for those weapons, and out went those nobles. They established their estates. They began to take down the forests, turn over the range to grazing and stock raising. And this pattern is to be repeated throughout the history of the peninsula. The Phrygian kings, who are the later successors of the Hittites, based their power on cavalry. So you get estates that support cavalry. The Romans followed this pattern, and some historians have gone so far as to say that Anatolia became nothing more than a range to support the Roman cavalry of the east. And finally, the Seljuk Turks, who arrived in the 11th century, sustained their horse archers by the same type of pattern. That economic pattern that's then results in a society of nobles and retainers tied to the great king of Hatti, and there's a whole system of legal forms and arrangements to tie those nobles who owe military service to the king. And this pattern apparently goes back to the very establishment of the Hittite Empire, so that you should think of Asia Minor in its interior very often dotted by these rural estates. The second important achievement of these early kings is by the second one, Hattusilus, and he founded the city of Hattusash, today modern Boaskale or Boaskoi, it goes by both names. And this is the capital of the Hittite Empire. And again, in some ways, Hattusilus also dictated future patterns in the peninsula. Boaskale or Hattusas, Boaskale is the modern Turkish name, is a site that is, to the east of Ankara, about 125 miles. It is the first capital on the plateau. Its successors will be later Phrygian Gordian, Seljuk Konya, and finally modern Turkish Ankara. That is, states centered on the plateau will have capitals more or less in that vicinity. And Hattusas, as the capital of the Hittite Empire, posed some peculiar problems. It's in the core of the original trade network that the Assyrians had set up at the end of the last lecture. It was at the nexus of several important trade routes. Yet it was perilously close to the northern frontier of the Hittite Empire. To the north, along the Black Sea, the Hittites never imposed effective control. Those regions were in the hands of a barbarian people known as the Gaska or Kaska folk, according to the Hittite sources, and was the scene of repeated campaigning by Hittite emperors to keep that northern border in line. The best the Hittites could do is carry out punitive expeditions and incorporate all of these bellicose mountain people into their armies and turn them loose on unsuspecting Syrians and Mesopotamians. As most imperial states do, you get another people to die for you rather than using your own peasants, who are more useful as tenants and taxpayers. So Hattusas, as a capital, was dangerously close to the frontier. Yet at the same time, the city was chosen apparently because of its religious implications. It had been remembered as a very important site. It was the center of the great cult of the weather god, who is the dominant god of Asia Minor. Near Hattusas is a city known as Arina, where the sun goddess was worshipped, who was later conceived as the consort of the weather god. Arina may be the site of Elijah Huyuk. We're not quite sure. That is that great settlement that produced so many of the marvelous objects we saw in the last lecture. In any case, the selection of this site always put the Hittite emperors in a rather awkward position. They had to defend that long northern frontier, and yet their interests, their political and economic interests, were drawn to the southeast and later to the west. So the Hittite kings, from the start, had to carry out a very difficult strategic position of controlling their core area on the plateau, defending the northern border to protect those ancient ritual capitals, and at the same time to expand to the west and to the southeast. Now, why the interest in expansion in those directions? Well, the west was important and for one reason, and that is it was the possible source of a rival kingdom in Asia Minor. The Hittite sources particularly speak of a kingdom known as Arzawa. This kingdom had a capital known as Apasas in Hittite sources, which seems to be Ephesus, the later classical city of Ephesus. That is on the western shore and consolidated on those western river valley systems, particularly the Maeander and Caister rivers.